The U.S. Postal Service has a deal for you. Starting next year, you may be able to buy stamps that always will be honored as first-class postage, even if the price goes up. These rate-increase-resistant items will be called forever stamps. No matter how many more pennies are added to the price of a stamp, your original purchase price will get your mail from one place to another. It's sort of like buying your airline ticket well in advance to avoid fare hikes. Stephen Carney is the vice president of pricing at the U.S. Postal Service, and he says they've been thinking about this for some time.
It really is pretty obvious that for a lot of people, it's inconvenient when we change postage rates to go out and buy 2 or 3 cent makeup stamps. So this is designed to help ease the transition.
But won't the post office lose money in this deal?
We don't think so. We think that if we handle this right, it'll be a pretty good trade-off. Part of the reason is that we've been keeping the progression of postage rates at or below the consumer price index for about 30 years now. And therefore, I don't think it would be a great investment or the best investment of people's money to speculate on postage rates in the future. Also, we get a lot of our revenue from business customers who don't use stamps. Probably less than 20% of our revenue is from this very important group of customers who send individual letters.
So how much would these forever stamps cost? Have you figured that out yet?
Well, we just proposed yesterday in a filing with our regulator to increase the stamp price from 39 cents to 42 cents. That will not happen until May 2007 at the earliest, and the forever stamp would be priced at the same price as the regular stamp, so it would start out at 42 cents.
Curious why you had started at 42 cents instead of starting at maybe a few cents beyond that, anticipating that the rate would go up in another year or two.
Well, that's a good question. Some people have suggested that would be the best way to do it. We think keeping it on par with the basic stamp is best in terms of providing the most convenience to the most customers. And yes, there will be some people who save them up and take advantage of future price increases, but we think the cost savings that we'll get from not having to sell as many of those little 1 or 2 or 3 cent makeup stamps, as well as just the general convenience customers have in obtaining postage, maybe they'll send more letters in the future. Plus, we get the use of their money earlier. So it's kind of like an interest-free loan from our customers for a period of time.
Hmm. What will these forever stamps look like?
We don't know yet. We receive about 10,000 suggestions a year from the public for stamp designs, and I'm sure we'll receive a few thousand suggestions for the forever stamp.
So you need an enduring image. If it's going to be forever, it has to be something that'll be relevant in another 20, 30 years.
Yes, we do. We don't want to make it too nice, though, because we like to sell a lot of our commemorative stamps to folks who like the new and interesting designs.
So will forever stamps really last forever? I mean, if I were to buy one of these, hold on to it, say 10, 20 years, and the cost of first-class mail, who knows how long it'll be 2 decades from now, say it's $3, can I still pull it out and use it if it's only 42 cents?
That's why we're calling it a forever stamp. That is the intention, Michelle, and I think that that's something that will ease people's concerns about future postage increases.
So you're essentially telling me, what about forever, don't you understand? Forever means forever.
As you say, forever is forever.
Mr. Carney, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Stephen Carney is the Vice President of Pricing at the U.S. Postal Service.